This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Retail sales numbers came out this morning. Maybe I should preface that with the all-important retail sales numbers, because you know how economists feel about consumers and what we mean to the American economy, right? That it'd be we're everything. Anyway, retail was up 0.8% last month, a better bump than anybody had been guessing. And the stores behind those sales are counting on us in the extreme. Macy's, for one, its flagship store in New York City, is promising a giant new shoe department, more than 250,000 pairs of shoes on offer. So we sent Marketplace's Mark Garrison shopping to find out why shoes are worth such a retail fuss.
To get to the glittering new shoe showcase, you have to plow through a construction zone. Macy's is in the middle of a large-scale renovation. Up the escalator, the drilling fades, and you're in a shoe kingdom, the centerpiece of the redesign. It's filled with dozens of brands and throngs of shoppers, mostly women, though a few men linger, fiddling with their smartphones on benches. Canadian visitor Julie Doby is hunting for boots and is finding a lot more than she does in Toronto.
It's beautiful. Like, there's just so many shoes. It's so much better than any one thing we have.
She scopes out shoes first in most department stores, but even if she didn't, the shoe section is placed where she and other shoppers can't possibly miss it. Macy's is just the latest department store to radically revamp its shoe section. Barney's New York hands over a full floor to footwear. Harvard Business School professor Nancy Kane says shoes are increasingly getting top billing. Consumers feel justified spending big money on them, even in a tough economy.
Shoes last. You need them. You can say, I'm going to wear them many times a week.
And happy high-heel buyers are likely to strut through the rest of the store to buy more. Consultant Mary Lou Quinlan specializes in marketing to women.
These retailers know that a woman who walks into their shoe department is going to pick up a pair of heels or sandals, and the first thing they think of is, I think I better get a new something, a new bag, a new dress.
And even if all those feet marching through don't wind up in new shoes, Macy's could still make money when the foot traffic flows through the rest of the store. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.